You're listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, a conversation between two great friends with over 70 years ministry between them. Ministering on opposite sides of the border, Dr. Al Stone pastors the Bible Baptist Church in St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada, while Pastor Dan Wolven pastors the North Columbus Baptist Church in Columbus, Ohio. Listen now as Al and Dan review and relate their experiences in hope of helping others who are taking an interest in ministry. Now, here is Tim Talks.
Welcome to Tim Talks. Let us raise the salute and ready to go. The bell has rung. Hey, great to have you back. As promised, this podcast is going to be about some of the hilarious things that have happened to us over the years during the Smite campaign from Cleveland and maybe a few various other things. So I want to begin today by telling you that many years ago, it's hard to believe this, Brother Dan, but this is a story over 30 years ago. This is like 30, it's going to be like 35 plus years ago. We were doing a program in Buffalo, New York, and we decided to go over to the Canadian side of Niagara Falls and spend the day with the group. And so we come up to the border, and we are questioned by the border crossing patrolman. And who's driving the bus but a young, very young Dan Wolven, 25 years old, about 25?
Probably 26 or 27, but there was about five or six buses, but so I was driving one of them, yeah.
Yeah, and so I just happened to be on that bus, and I'm so glad I was. Brother Wolven sitting in the seat of the bus, all of 5'4", 5'5", with the telephone book, 5'6". And and so the guy gets on the bus, and he begins to ask us the questions, and you, Brother Wolven, begin to answer those questions.
Well, he was mad to begin with because he wanted us to stop at an exact spot. He's standing on the curb and pointing, stop right here. And so I scooted up right next to him, but the curb was about a foot and a half high, and the doors opened outward. And he's yelling, wanting me to get closer and closer and closer. Well, I got so close, you can't open the doors. So I scooted up and moved, pulled away just a little bit, you know, like a whole 6 feet away. And
no.
He was so mad because I was not at the exact point where he pointed, you know. And so that's why he got on the bus already mad.
Yeah, well, those Canadians are tough, man. You don't want to mess with those Canadian crossing guards. They'll pull out an ice cream cone and, you know, chastise you. So he's already mad. He gets on the bus. Where are you going? What are you doing? Well, Brother Wolven, as the bus driver, takes charge and begins to answer the questions. And this guy looks at Brother Wolven like, what are you doing? What are you saying? And he keeps looking for someone else to answer the questions. And finally he stops and says, is there an adult on this bus that I can talk to? The 12-year-old driving the bus was not going to suffice.
Yeah, and so missionary Bob Mack was in the front seat. He wasn't a missionary then. And so he looks at me and looks at the guy, looks at me, looks at the guy and says, yeah, I'm an adult. And that guy chewed Bob Mack up one side and down the other. He was so mad. And I just sat there like, hey, it's not my fault.
No, I'm only 12 years old driving a school bus. Granted, you did look probably, you know, 16, 17, unlike today where you look at least 30.
Prematurely gray.
Remember? That's right. What can you remember about some of the funny things that happened?
Well, you know, these are sort of things what not to do with vacation Bible schools and Smite campaigns and things. I was a group leader, which means I was in charge of a school on a Boston Smite, and our school was in Salem, right in Salem, Massachusetts. And we had a particular individual who was a teenager in our school as a worker, and we were doing games one day. We had about 10 minutes set aside for games. And so we were playing Mother May I, and this particular worker would not let any kids get close enough to tag him. And we had to other things to do. We had lessons to go over and all these other things. And this one game turns into almost 12 minutes. The one game of Mother May I, not playing Mother May I. And so since it was a guy, you know, we were saying Father May I. And I think this was during 1984, and because of the Olympics, and so I said, Father, may I make one acrobatic move? And so he was, okay. And so I was determined I was going to get up there and tag that guy so we can keep going. And so I pirouetted and tumbled and rolled and jumped and everything else, and I finally got up and tagged him. Okay, now let's go on with the rest of our school, and we're going to have songs and a few more things. And we get over there, get the kids just settled down, and this particular guy who ruined the game to begin with starts yelling, "Hey, Mr. Wolven, you've got dog poop all over the back of your shirt. Hey, you've got..." And so all of the kids was like, oh, they get, you know, in an uproar. And I assigned somebody else to take care of them. And I went into the public school. We were using a public school playground. And they said that we could use a restroom. And so I went in there and, you know, took care of everything. And on the way back out, I stepped in it on the way back to the school. And so that was a great experience. You know, he never let me hear the end of it, but it was his fault I had to do it in the first place.
Didn't they have a nickname for you after that?
Doo-doo Dan. Dan, Dan the doo-doo man.
Dan the doo-doo man. That's absolutely correct, ladies and gentlemen. Dan the doo-doo man. Unbelievable. Well, let me tell you about a story that happened to me. I was very young, and I had just started dating my wife, and we were, I think, in Boston, if I'm not mistaken, the same place. They all blend together after a while. So we were getting set up, and we were going into the school where we were staying. I think it was an old convent or something. I don't know what it was, but there were a lot of rooms. So somebody said, "Hey, those girls up there, they're getting changed, and they don't have the blinds drawn in their rooms, and people are able to see in there." And I said, "Well, those girls, if they're, you know, not smart enough to do better than that, then they get what they deserve." And somebody said, "Hey, one of them's Ruthie Thompson, who was my girlfriend and soon to be fiance." And so I took off like a bullet to get up there and tell them to make sure they close those blinds. So they thought that was pretty funny that, you know, it was okay until it was my girl. So you got to be careful what you say and how you say it, and make sure that before you say something, make sure your girlfriend is not involved.
Yes, those things do happen, that's for sure. Well, this was not necessarily a smite story, but a few years ago, of course, I've mentioned in our Vacation Bible School, we really push the offering strongly. And so we do our best to try to get the kids bring money, and we're going to see which side wins with the most money, the boys or the girls. And so one girl put in a $100 bill. And, of course, you know, that was a sensation. And then we get a phone call from the mom later that night saying, "I lost $100 out of my purse, and come to find out my daughter stole it out of my purse so she could put it in the offering." And we said, "Oh, well, no problem, man. We'll give it right back to you." And, you know, we had a worker drop it off whenever they picked up her daughter the next day. So zeal without knowledge, perhaps,
kind of,
you know.
Yeah, I love those kind of kids. They always win the prize at our Bible schools. What's amazing, you talk about get great offerings at those things, but most times it's the workers that are putting the money in. And I've seen them put a lot of money in to make sure somebody got a pie in the face, for sure. I remember years ago, one of my first SMITE programs, when my father-in-law was driving home in a nice air-conditioned car. Man, it was so comfortable and everything. And my wife's riding in that car, and I'm on a hot bus, and I'm trying to be the man, you know, and I'm going to stay with the program. And if I hadn't, you guys would have.
You were engaged. You weren't married yet. You were engaged.
I was engaged. No, we were engaged. And so It was hot, man. It had taken us forever to get out there, and I'm tired. And my father-in-law says, hey, why don't you come ride in the car with us? And Ruthie was like, yeah, ride in the car with me. And I'm like, nah, you know, the guys, and I got to stay with the guys. And I'm working.
And we had a bus breakdown, too.
And I stayed with that bus until somebody could come and get it. And so he goes, nah, come on. And there was another guy there, David Carnicolis, who's a good friend of mine. But Dave said, I'll go. And he jumped in the car, and they pulled away. I was so mad. I was going to kill that guy. Number one, he's in the air-conditioned car. Number two, he's with my fiance. And David and his sister are great friends of mine today. I love them very much. But, man, we laugh about that. And you guys razzed the daylights out of me, man. Man, you should have waited. You should have waited. I couldn't win. I was lose-lose.
We were hoping you would get in that car because you'd never hear the end of it.
Oh, I got the silent treatment for sure, and I wasn't about to put up with that. So,
How about the time that we had a smite campaign at your church, and we had tornadoes come through?
Yeah, we had tornadoes, and all the lights went out, and we had to pull the bus up to our building. We had, what do we have, like 300 kids?
Yeah, about 300 kids,
and
they were in the tent.
Yeah,
and obviously, lightning, thunderstorm, right. Tornadoes, we're not staying in the tent. And so we crammed them all in your old building, and the lights went out. And so we pulled up cars and things and shined the headlights into that building and kept going with the teaching and the singing and those things.
I think there were close to 400 kids that night. I remember it was a big night. I think we had 400. And we crammed them into a building that had a legal occupancy of about 115 people. So, yeah, the tornado was something. And people were saying, we're riding on the bus and we see a tornado in the field and we didn't know what to do. And, oh, my goodness, it was incredible. You got another one?
Oh, I've got many. I remember one time on one Bible school, and of course, it's a good opportunity for young people to learn how to give stories, how to give a lesson, how to do the songs and things. And so at this one school, and I think that we were in Long Island on that year, and at this one school, a young man was really working at trying to learn how to tell this story. And the story was Crippled Tom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this guy's name was Christian. And so he started telling the story, and it was monotone, and he was adding things and embellishing, and that story went for like 25 minutes, and the kids were dying, and they're going, when is this going to be over? And he just, no, there's three more pages yet. And so they would always laugh and say, Crippled Christian, whenever they talk about that story.
I remember it well. I remember we were in my hometown of Simcoe, and we had some guys that were clowning, and we've both done that. I know it's hard to believe. Our listening audience won't believe it, but.
Oh, yeah. You'd never believe it that we dressed up as clowns and were clowns.
Yeah, some of the highlights of my life were doing clowning on that help program. But this year I wasn't doing it, and two guys that were doing it were pretty outgoing, pretty, you know, almost obnoxious to a point, and so they were going around town, and apparently a bank had gotten robbed by a guy that was dressed up like a clown. And so here are these buses going around town, these clowns are on them getting off and everything. And so a police officer sees them, goes by.
Well, Bob Folger was at the bank changing the currency from American to Canadian.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
And they saw him and jumped out and went into the bank.
Oh, right.
Yes. They rang the silent alarm, and the cops come flying in. Yeah.
Yeah. And so these police officers show up, and these two young guys, you know, they don't know what's going on, so they get off.
Not a bit.
And they start like, making fun of the police officer. Yes, officer, and, you know, all this stuff.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
He says, the police officer said, you get back in that bus, and you sit down, and you shut up. They knew it was serious now.
With his hand on his weapon.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, man. So that turned into a pretty serious occasion on that one. So, oh, man. It was not a smite program without a bus breaking down somewhere and having to stay with it and get the thing fixed and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's about right. I enjoyed the one trip that we made to Missouri, and we went to a church where the pastor in Bible college had dated your wife.
Yes.
And we enjoyed that swing immensely.
Yes. Yes, you did. You had a wonderful time. That was
and
the
then,
way.
Then you got him back with the funnel trick.
I did. Put the funnel. I put the funnel in his belt. And
and you put a quarter on the forehead.
Yeah.
And you say, all right, we'll give you a prize, Pastor, if you can get the quarter from your forehead into the funnel that's in your belt without using your hands. And so while you hold that quarter on his head with his head tilted way back, then you pour water down the funnel.
Yes, you do. And that was his payment for even thinking about my wife before I even knew her. Don't mess. Yeah. There was a time that I was clowning, and we had a pastor that we were hosting on Long Island, and Pastor Don Kreider. I think he's with the Lord now. He probably went, how heavy was he? He was a big dude.
Oh, he was 350 at least.
Yeah, at least. And so we did the thing. We wanted to get him to sing Jesus Loves Me while standing on his hands. So me and my partner in crime, Joel Jones, we held his feet up in the air while he tried to stand on his hands. Well, his arm gave out, and he fell, and I just happened to be in the wrong position. He fell right on me and crushed me. And I remember in my clown voice saying, "Boys and girls, help me." I couldn't get him off.
And we were laughing, and you're going, oh. "I'm not kidding."
Well, ladies and gentlemen, just to tell you that you can have a ton of fun serving the Lord, and really, we could, once we get going with these stories, we could go literally hours. We've had so many fun things
no
happen.
No question.
Oh,
no
man.
Question.
We'd bring up names, and man, it'd be hilarious. But we got to go. It's time. I want to tell you this, that serving the Lord, especially in those types of programs, have been one of the greatest learning experiences and some of the funnest times that I've ever had. And Brother
Amen. Lord,
Brother Wolf is a big part of that, and man, so some great stories.
Well, before we go,
yep.
You've done the HELP campaign now in Canada
yep.
about how many years?
20 years.
Isn't that phenomenal?
20 years, yeah.
And so you've helped probably 16, 15 other churches
yes.
in Canada,
yes.
And how has that gone for you? What have you seen 20 years ago till now?
Oh, man, I got to tell you, Dan, that a lot of things have changed in 20 years, and we've changed our program almost every year to try and adjust to our society, and it's really changed
yes.
a lot. But in the early days, we saw a lot of churches double in attendance. Our church, as a result of the SMITE program, doubled in attendance and stayed there for
Amen.
A long time. But today, we're still seeing great things happen. We're seeing people saved, but not the same as in days past. But some other good things are happening, you know, in spite of that. So good
yes.
things for sure.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
We're going to Ottawa next year to our nation's capital. We're going to help a church that just is building a building right now and trying to help them next year. So it'll be neat.
That's great.
So, but that's our time. This is Tim Talks, and we've had a great time telling you some good stories from some days gone by. And we hope that you'll continue to listen in to Tim Talks here with Dan and Al from Canada and
Columbus, Ohio.
Have a great day. This is Tim Talks.
You've been listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, with new podcasts added each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To learn more about your hosts, Dr. Al Stone and Pastor Dan Wolven, you can visit us at timtalks.com. That's TIIM talks.com.